Welcome to the podcast. Welcome to the next episode of Sober Podcast. I'm Alex Garner, your host. And today I was thinking about what to talk about, and I asked a friend, and they said, what about how your life is different now, right? Because that's what we all want to get to, is that future life. And my life has changed immensely. If you've been a fan of this podcast, you know my story. So I don't want to go back over that. But just real quick, I was homeless for a year and a half in Chicago when I was using and drinking. And my life today is not even of the same human, it doesn't feel like. I feel like a completely different person, and that's because I'm sober, and that's solely because I'm sober, right? Now, there's been a lot of work that's been done, of course, but getting sober is the main thing that happened that made my life so much better. And the things and how it made it better is I think more clearly now, right? I'm able to look at my emotions for what they are, and kind of control them to a point where before, if something happened to me that I didn't like, I would react. And I was talking about this to somebody the other day. And when we're doing that and when we react, we feel like it's second nature, like it's natural to react like that, like, you know, and we feel like we can't even change it, right? And that's why we get down on ourselves if we feel down on ourselves, because we're like, well, I didn't even know that I did that, or I didn't even know how I got to that point so quickly. Like for me in anger, I used to be so angry. And if one thing wrong thing happened to me, boom, I would snap. Now, when I got sober, I had to work very hard on this, but and over time it got better and easier every time. But I had to stop. I had to train my brain to stop and think before reacting. But when I first took on this mission to help and get guidance on my anger, I was like, there's no way I'm going to change, right? There's no way I can, because this is just what happens. This is just me. And I was willing to accept that version of myself, even though it wasn't the best version. I just thought that this is the way that I am. And it's not true. It's not true. You can change how you react. You can change how you act. You can change your behavior. You can change how you think. You can change how you speak. It's all doable, right? And that's what I've learned to do. Another great thing about sobriety is we have first world problems now, right? Like usually before, like my problems were worrying about a roof over my head and what I was going to eat in the next 24 hours when I was homeless. And now I have those things and I have first world problems. And what I mean by that is, oh, my partner said something and he upset me. Like that's first world problems. Like, oh, boo hoo, right? Because there's people out there struggling with more, right? And being a person that used to struggle so much with that, and now I forget sometimes, right? I get comfortable with where I am at and I forget that, hey, you know, Alex, you used to be homeless. Like, don't forget that. Don't forget where you came from type of thing. And it helps me kind of, it brings peace over me, right? It helps me realize that what I'm going through is not that freaking bad, right? And that's really important, because when we feel like what we're going through is bad, we make it that much worse. Our anxiety climbs up. We feel pressured. We feel like we're going to burst, right? And so we make it worse on ourselves. So it's good to have sometimes that thing that you can go back to and say, okay, let's look at this for a second. How much energy do I need to put towards this, right? Is this really that big of a deal? Is this life-threatening? No? Then why am I acting like it is, right? And that's the important question you have to ask yourself, is why? Why am I doing this? Once you figure out the why, then you can change it. But if you just keep on acting the way that you're acting, nothing's going to change. If nothing changes, nothing changes, right? But if you change your perspective on life, then that can change everything. And this is hopefully that shift for you. Hopefully this makes sense. You can change, guys. You can change. I know it because I've done it. It's a lot of hard work, but you can do it. I know you can do it. If I can do it, you can do it. I was doomed, okay? I was homeless on the streets using methamphetamines every single day, out of my mind, talking to myself. I was that guy. And if I can change, you can change. That's what I'm here for. I'm here for those people that are saying out loud right now, I can change. Say it out loud. I can change. I can do this. Because if you're not rooting for yourself, nobody else is. You have to love yourself enough to root for yourself. So there's so many different angles to go about this, right? Go into rehab. You can get a sober life coach. You can try your own mechanisms, coping mechanisms, and trying to get through it yourself. But either way, just try something. Just do something different. Anything. Now, something that I do with my clients is I take them through a 12-week process, okay? And I'm going to go over that today with you. Just let me pull it up real quick. But it's a 12-week process, and every week we talk about a different topic, okay? So the first week we talk about acceptance and awareness. This is very important when you're first tackling the sobriety beast, okay? When you're tackling alcohol or drugs, you have to accept where you are at. I know that's very hard for people because sometimes we think that the world is after us. We think that the world is against us and everybody is against us and nobody understands us. That's not true. Sorry, but it's not true. You have to accept it. You have to accept that that's not the truth. First of all, you have to accept that it's not the truth. And you have to accept that things are the way they are because you've made them that way. Okay, so that's the first part. The second part of the first week is awareness. Awareness is key here. You, like I said, you have to understand why before you can go and change something. It's the same thing here. You have to see it before you can change it. So in order to get somewhere, in order to get to a goal, actually, let me ask you this. How many times, raise your hand if you did this, unless you're driving, then just nod. But how many times have you set a goal and you've not reached it? How many times? Is that you? That's me. I've set so many goals. How many times have you said, I'm going to get sober or I'm going to quit drinking, and then you didn't? Right? This is important, and this is the reason why you didn't. It's because you weren't aware of where you were currently at. 99% of the time, people don't reach their goals is because they're unaware of where they're currently at. And you have to know where you're currently at in order to get to where you want to go. Just like GPS. You can't type in a destination only. You have to put in where you're at. If you don't know where you're at, how are you supposed to know where you're going? Right? So that's the most important part right here, right now, is awareness, is where are you at? And what is true in your situation? You have to get honest with yourself. You have to be honest about where you are at. Otherwise, you're going to keep drinking and drugging. It's not that bad. I do it every day, but it's okay. I can control it. You're lying to yourself. You're not aware of where you're at, right? So you have to be aware of where you're at in order to know where you are going. Seems obvious, but it's so true. That's why a lot of people don't hit their goals, is because they don't correctly articulate where they're currently at. Okay, once you know where you're at, you can lay out the steps to get to where you want to be, but you have to know where you're at. So that's why acceptance and awareness are the first week of my program. Second week is beliefs. For my program, you don't have to have a God. You don't have to believe in God. You just have to believe in yourself. Okay? So beliefs. Now, aside from that topic of God and a higher power, now, if you do believe in a God or higher power, that's going to make it even easier for you and better for you. But if you don't, that's okay. You're still accepted here. You can still do this. Okay? But the second part is beliefs. So you have to take a look at your current beliefs and where they came from. Again, we're all going back. You can see the pattern here, right? You have to know where you're at in order to know where you're going. So in order to do that, you have to find out what your beliefs are and where they came from. Did they come from your parents? Are they even yours? Half the time, our beliefs are bestowed upon us by society and other people and our parents. Is it what we truly believe? Have we ever sat down to think about that? That's important. What do we believe? Same thing with values. Values come from other people. I can't tell you how many times I've asked a client, what are your values? And they just list off stuff that they think that they're valued for or what they think they value. And it ends up being something that's totally BS and from their parents. So you have to understand what your true values are, right? That's what this section is about. The next section is release. You have to find a way to let it go. Whatever way that is, right? Whether that's through an exercise or a tool or technique that I have, or through running, or through something healthy, take up a new habit, and you have to find a release. You have to let it go. You have to physically let it go. You have to mentally let it go, emotionally. All of it. You have to let it go. You have to let go of the past. You have to let go of who you were. Forgive yourself. Get over it and move forward. That's what that week is about. The next week is discovery. Again, you don't know where you're at unless you know, or you don't know where you're going unless you know where you're at. So discovery is all about discovering about yourself. Like, who am I? Right? And also, how could I have acted differently in different situations in my past? So you're discovering how you could have done other things differently. Right? How could I have responded better instead of reacting? This is also a moment of forgiveness. You have to forgive yourself in the discovery mode, in the discovery module. The next one is discover old habits. Again, you have to know and be aware of what your habits are. So that's the first step. Figure out what your old habits are. Figure out what serves you and what doesn't. So you have to reflect. You have to take the time to sit down and look at this stuff and think about it, not just answer it off a whim, right? So this is super important. You have to discover your old habits. What is holding you back currently that is a habit that you can change or you can delete, right? So there's something called add, edit, delete. And this is where you add a habit, you edit the current one, or you delete it fully. So something like old habits that's bad for you, you'd want to delete. But let's say that you have a good habit, like brushing your teeth every morning. Then you're going to edit it, right? You're going to brush your teeth and add a new habit while you're brushing your teeth. So that's an edit. Or you're brushing your teeth, but it's half-assed. So your new habit is to edit that one and brush your teeth better. Right? So that's an edit. Then add one that's obvious. You just add a new habit. So the next 3 weeks are all about habits. It's all about discovering your old habits, replacing your old habits if you need to, getting rid of the old ones, deleting them. And then the third week is about adding new habits and how to integrate them. I could go on for days and days about adding new habits and what the right way is. I recommend a book called Atomic Habits. It's a wonderful book, Atomic Habits. This is how I learned about habits and how to create new ones. And in my life coaching training, they reference this book. So it's a great book. I highly recommend it. And that is going to teach you what habits are and the science behind it and how we hack the brain in order to create a new one. Okay. So that's what I do in my program as well, but that's incorporated in it. The eighth week is about communication. with ourselves and others. If you can't communicate how you feel with yourself, then you're going to continue to act the same way that you're acting, right? You have to break it down. You have to communicate with yourself. You have to tell yourself things. How am I feeling? Why am I feeling this way? How can I change it? How am I going to react? How am I going to respond, right? You have to communicate with yourself. This is a hard one for people because usually we don't want to listen to our inner self. We just drink and use drugs, right? So this is a hard one for a lot of people going into sobriety is that relationship with yourself. Week 9 is self-love. You have to love yourself before you can love anybody else. It's as simple as that. Week 10 is morning routine, my 5-step morning routine process that I've talked about on this show. I'll link it in the comments if I remember. It's great. Do it. Do it diligently. Do it every single morning. It will change your life, I promise. Week 11 is maintenance. So now that I've changed through this process, how do I maintain that, right? So what are the maintenance steps? How do I do, what is my routine every day to make sure that I continue on this path? And then finally, week 12 is service. Once you have something, you have to give it away. That's the true power. That's when you experience the true power of what you have, is when you give it away and when you see somebody else do it, right? We're hard on ourselves. When we do something, we expect more out of us. We don't celebrate ourselves. But when you do something like get sober, then you're happy, right? But we're not really that proud of ourselves because we've fucked up so much of our life, right? We're still down on ourselves. But when you give it away and you see somebody else get sober from the information that you're giving, you understand the true power of it. You see it and you're like, oh my God, they've changed. Oh my God, they did it. So we see growth in others much more than we see growth in ourselves, right? So that's the power of service. That's why we do it. And that's the program, right? So I have a call coming up, but listen, if you guys are interested in this, please get a hold of me for a free discovery call. www.alexsgarner.com. www.alexsgarner.com. I'll put the link in the comments. If you're interested in a free discovery call just to see if you're a good fit for this, let me know. Okay. Do not hold back. Do it. Take action. This is the time. Now is the time for you to grow, for you to get sober.